Please sit down. Now, because you've had communion and you're all set up for seminar, I'm not going to preach that long, all right? But pay attention, because what your questions will be about after this is what I say tonight and what was preached this morning. It's all connected. Okay. I'm focusing on two verses, verses 44-45. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught of by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Father, please help me to communicate your word faithfully and effectively tonight. For Christ's sake, Lord, we desperately want your word, not the word of man. Amen. All true Christians are people, Jesus tells us here, who have been taught of God. What's a Christian? Well, it's someone who's come to Christ. Who comes to Christ? All those who have been drawn. How are they drawn? They're taught of God. Nobody can claim to be a Christian unless they have been drawn by the Father. Now, what does this mean? The best way for me to explain what this means is for me to explain the two basic different ways that things are known. Now, when I tell you, it will sound obvious, but bear with me. There are two ways of knowing: inductive knowledge and intuitive knowledge. There are some things that we can only know as we discover it over time. For example, I know the 6x table, I'll brag about that. But I had to first learn it and memorize it before I knew it. This is inductive knowledge. And that's most of the stuff people know. I mean, you know the English language, but the reason you know it is over years you've picked it up and learned it and practiced it. You may know your best friend, but you know your friend because you've taken the time and the effort to get acquainted with your friend. Now, this we call inductive knowledge. Knowledge that has to be acquired. And when it comes to that, when you've received it, you know it. In fact, the thing about inductive knowledge is some people know more than others because, let's face it, the cleverer you are and the more you're able to study, the more you can know. So inductive knowledge is not diplomatic. Some people know more than others. But there's another kind of knowing, and we call it intuitive knowledge. Intuitive knowledge is that stuff you know by raw experience. Let me give you an example. You can know all about toothache from a textbook. You can know all about nerves and roots and gums and tartar and plaque and decay. You can have a PhD in dentistry. But if you've never experienced toothache, in a very real sense, you don't know what toothache is. You see, there are two kinds of knowing. Inductive knowing, stuff that you have to acquire and learn. And intuitive knowledge. Knowledge that comes through raw experience. And this is so important because there are many people out there that do have a knowledge of God, but their knowledge of God is inductive not experiential. When I was studying years back, I had a brilliant professor, very nice man, but he wasn't a Christian. He was an agnostic. He trained ministers in the university. He was brilliant in all three languages. He'd written books in German on all the three languages of the Bible. He was a brilliant man. He could tell you things that you don't know about the Bible, but he did not know Jesus. And he always used to say to us in the lectures, "I wish I had your faith in Jesus." He knew all this stuff about Christianity and religion and the Bible, but he didn't know what a born-again child knows intuitively. Now, you could say that man knew the Lord. I mean, he knew more about theology and scripture than probably all of us put together. But it was an inductive knowledge, not an intuitive knowledge. Now, when you first become a Christian, God puts his Holy Spirit on you. I don't know if you remember this, and wow, you know God, don't you? I mean, you can't get God out of your mind. He's so real. He's so obvious. But if someone had to come to a newborn Christian and say, "Explain to me what this is all about," they wouldn't be able to do it, would they? They know God, but they don't know him by learning. They know him intuitively. When I first met Christ, I knew nothing about justification or sanctification or imputed righteousness or providence or all those big words. All I knew was is that my problems had been taken care of by this amazing Jesus who'd given me everything. That's all I knew, but I knew it with a certainty. You see, I genuinely could claim when I was a baby Christian I knew God, but my knowledge was intuitive. Not inductive. How do inductive and intuitive knowledge come together? I remember once I preached a sermon on the doctrine of atonement to new Christians. And I explained and showed the scriptures. And after the sermon, a woman came up to me and she said, "You know what? What you're telling me now, I'm hearing for the first time. I never knew all these big words." But she said, "Do you know what? As you were talking, everything you've told me, I've felt I've always known. It's as if you've put words in my mouth that I couldn't express, but I knew this stuff." You see, you can know inductively, but intuitive knowledge has to be there as well. What she learned inductively from my sermon, she'd always known intuitively. And let's face it, there's so many things that we know and feel and get excited about that we can't explain in words, can we? But we do know it, even if we can't explain it. Now, why do we need to know about these two ways of knowledge? Because I believe this is where many Christians get confused. They sort of lean one way or the other. I was preaching, I did a series on the attributes of God, and if you remember it, and someone actually made me feel rather sad, actually, because someone said, "I didn't like your series on the attributes of God, because you know what? Some people said it made them feel great, but it made me feel stupid. Because you use so many words that were just too much for me and I couldn't think or understand it. Now I know this God and I love him, but I felt stupid when I had to think of all these big words that I couldn't put into my mind. And it made me feel somehow an inferior Christian because I couldn't express it." And I found that very sad. Well, let's try and solve this problem tonight, because maybe you feel, "Listen, I know Jesus. I know him. I've got this intuitive certainty. Nothing's ever going to take me away from my Lord. Why do I have to know all these other things? It just, you know, it bamboozles me and confuses me. Do we need to know the theology?" I mean, well, let's try and figure it out. In our text, Jesus says this: "No one is able to come to me," that's to Christ, "unless the Father draws them." Now, how does he draw people to Christ? Verse 45, as the prophets foretold, they will all be taught of God. It's a subjective genitive. In other words, what it's saying is they will all be taught by God. God himself will directly teach them. Now you may say, well, I know I'm a Christian. I know I love Jesus. But I haven't been taught very much by God. You know, when people talk about doctrines and theology, it just goes over my head. So what has God taught me? Well, what I'm going to tell you now is vitally important. The true knowledge that God teaches is not knowledge primarily that you have to learn. It's knowledge that you have to experience. All true Christians must know God intuitively. But as you grow, you surely need to know God inductively. Well, we'll come to that now. Just as I told you right now, you may know all the books about dentistry and teeth and gums, but you'll know nothing about toothache, no matter how many books you read, unless you've felt it and experienced it yourself. In the same way, all the doctrine, all the theology, all the big words mean nothing unless you have experienced his living presence in your heart. Christian knowledge, listen now, begins in your conscience, not your intellect. True Christian knowledge is something given, not something learned. I always remember a boy, he was about 12 years old in one of my first churches, and this boy had such a profound knowledge of God. He put the mature men in Wilmington to shame, because when he prayed, his prayers were so mature and deep. He had this profound knowledge, but he knew nothing of theology. He just knew with this innate sense his Jesus. And his prayers would embarrass some of the older people, because he seemed to know so much more than they did. You see, experience is really essential to true knowledge of God's word. Every true Christian must have innate knowledge. The knowledge that comes after that is not essential, but advisable. So the question is, are you drawn to Christ by the Father tonight? Have you been taught of God? If you say, yes, I know Jesus, then you have all the knowledge you need to get you to heaven. In fact, you know what? There are people in the jungles of New Guinea who can't read and write, who probably know God a whole lot better than toffee-nosed theologians in Oxford. Because true knowledge is innate. Christ said, the God himself teaches all those who come to Christ. But if this is the case, there's another side to it. If real knowledge of God is intuitive and not inductive, why bother to study the Bible? Oh, I've had this a lot from people. Why seek intuitive knowledge of God once we've already been taught of God and know him good enough to get to heaven? Why do we need to then go on and learn all these big words? Some of you may think you can wriggle out of doing that. C.S. Lewis put it like this. He said, supposing you find yourself in a forest. Now you know you're in a forest, you know where you are. But surely knowing where you are is not enough, is it? Surely now you know where you are, you want to know how you got to where you are, where you're going next, and where this is leading to. So even if you know where you are in a forest, it's advisable to have a map, isn't it? And the map directs your experience so that your experience can grow and increase. Why Do born-again Christians bother to study doctrines and theology and all that when they already know God intuitively? Why? Well, why do people need maps when they already know perfectly well where they are? Surely, once you realize where you are, you've got to start thinking, well, where do I go from here? Where have I come from? How did I get here? And surely, if you've really come to know the living God, there's a desire in you to want to know more. I am always amazed. In fact, I have been saddened by people that have said, listen, I know I'm going to heaven. That's all I need to know. I don't want to sit down like a school kid and learn all this stuff. That makes me sad because I knew God when I got saved all those years ago. But you know how my knowledge of that wonderful God has intensified through the doctrines that he's taught me about him. So please, tonight, don't think that doctrinal teaching is all about head knowledge and we just want everyone to be clever and have stuffed egos, walk around thinking they're cleverer than other Christians. No, it's not about that. Every true Christian, even illiterate Christians, even little children who've been born again, know God enough to get to heaven. But surely if you know this God, the next step is to know more of this God. How can you not want to know more of God? So, let's just, what basically we're talking about tonight is what came up this morning. Every true Christian has the unction upon them, God's anointing upon them, and that's how we know we won't be deceived by false prophets. Because we know that we know that we know it's in us. But don't be satisfied with just knowing that you know the Lord. Get to know him on first name terms. Get to know why he saved you, how much he loves you, where he's taking you, what this is all about. Oh, I'll close with one sob story. I remember once getting a phone call from a lady who shall be nameless. She was in South Africa. Melody will know who I'm talking about. And she didn't like my teaching very much. She was one of those people who said it's all about celebration, you know, having a nice time and a quick 5-minute talk and then back to the dancing and singing. And she phoned me up once and said, what are you doing in your quiet time this week? And I said, well, we're going to study the doctrine of the Trinity. And she said, wow, I know all that stuff. I won't be coming to that. And put the phone down. It took the church 300 years just to put into words the wonder of the triune God. 300 years of the wisest minds. Who, what is... And it really breaks my heart when people who claim to know God don't want to know him more. Yes, you're saved by your intuitive knowledge. If he's borne witness with your spirit that you're a child of God, you know God. But surely you want to know more. All right, we're going to have a break, a cup of tea. And then if you have any questions, and the elders and I will stand up here. And we won't keep you long.